WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Houston, hammered by overnight storms and at least one reported tornado. ABC's Maria Villarreal is there with more.
Tornadoes, torrential rain, and whipping winds tearing through the Gulf Coast.
All we saw was glass and the window blew out.
Outside Houston in the suburb of Pasadena.
I was just praying and we were all hunkered down together, but glass was flying.
House after house with roofs ripped right off.
That storm now moving into the Northeast. After weeks of not saying whether they'd allow it, the German government now says it will provide its Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine and will allow other countries to do so as well. The man who police say gunned down seven people in the San Francisco Bay Area Monday will make his first court appearance today. In Southern California, they have now identified all 11 people who were killed in the dance hall mass shooting last weekend. This is ABC News. Surgery to help with weight loss is also helping to cut mortality rates. ABC's Lionel Moise explains.
Researchers at the University of Utah looked at data on close to 22,000 patients in Salt Lake City from 1982 to 2018 who had bariatric surgery and compared mortality rates to patients who did not have surgery. They found death rates significantly lower for patients who had bariatric surgery. For surgical patients, the rate of death from diabetes was 72% lower, cancer 43% lower, chronic lung disease 39% lower, and cardiovascular disease 29% lower. Lower compared to non-surgical patients, but they did find suicide was 140% higher in the surgery group. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
Researchers say the deaths by suicide indicate better psychological screening before surgery and more follow-ups afterward may be needed. Plane maker Boeing now says it lost $663 million in the latest quarter. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants $2 billion in new spending for public schools and recruiting new teachers in Wisconsin.
Doing what's best for our kids has always been what's best for our state, and today we can afford to do more.
Evers gave his fifth State of the State speech last night, calling for spending increases to fight mental illness and PFAS contamination. He also wants more investment in Wisconsin's job market. Republicans who control the legislature say most of Evers' proposals won't get passed. TikTok is now banned on all University of Wisconsin system devices. Security experts say the popular social media app is risky for privacy and safety reasons. In sports, the Bucks host Denver tonight. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rick Smith Show. where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to again welcome 97.9 FM WGBW to our listening audience in Green Bay and 98.3 FM WISS in Oshkosh. I want to, for those of you who don't know, introduce a new Wednesday, every Wednesday at 9 o'clock, contributor to the Earl Ingram Show. Not that she's new, but the fact that every Wednesday at 9 o'clock she's going to be joining me. And I'll tell you something. If you know, I ever had to go to battle with someone in my corner, I don't care what the battle is. It could be, you know, against Scott Walker, as it was many times before, or it can be with an alien. The person who's going to be joining me now is the one person I would pick. Or if it's even Donald Trump, that I would pick to be standing with me, my good friend. You know, she is the corporate counsel of Milwaukee County, none other than Maggie Dawn. Maggie, welcome. Welcome on board, back on board. It's good to know that we'll be, who made that song, Back Together Again? Donny Hathaway, and I forgot who it was, but we're back together again.
We sure are, Earl. It's good to be with you, brother. Thank you for that.
You know, Maggie, I don't know if you are listening, but what happens when you find out that you vilified somebody and you keep vilifying that person and you have a band, a team, a group that has directed all of this hate towards this one person? And then you find out that your team has done the exact same thing and you dummy up on the person on your side of the equation. What do you call people like that? I don't know. You know, why is it that we know now, they know now that Mike Pence, the same thing, they found documents in his possession, and yet you can't speak the truth on that. Why is that so hard, Maggie? Why is speaking the truth so hard?
Well, when the truth doesn't fit your narrative, right, and the truth actually undermines every single one of your political positions, it's a little hard to deal with it, right?
Right.
So you engage in delusion and misdirection and lies and hypocrisy. I mean, Listen, I'm a classified documents, and I think our good friend Jim Santel has made this pretty clear when he's talked about it. What you're looking at is intent, right? And I am not going to take Mike Pence to the woodshed until I know more about exactly why or how those classified documents ended up in his house. Just like, from all accounts, it appears that when found by staff for Joe Biden, they were turned over within a day or two. That simply doesn't hold with Donald Trump. So not only do you have the unequal treatment of Joe Biden versus Mike Pence by the right-wing media, you simply have the complete lack of any fact-based, truthful analysis of what was going on there, and that is all about intent. Donald Trump was asked, he was asked again, he was asked again, and then again through lawyers, and then a few months went by, and then they went and got a subpoena, and they were asked again, and then lawyers said, you had all the documents, but they didn't have all the documents, and then they actually had to go get the documents, and maybe it's still not all the documents. That isn't what happened, right, with President Biden or former Vice President Pence, at least, that we know of in the public domain today. So, you know, I don't really look to the right or right-wing media for a lot of facts and accuracy. I also think some of the most squawky boxes on the left sometimes will take great liberties. But again, that is not quite equivalent. Rhetoric isn't lie. The right engages in everyday lies from almost every single one of their faux news talking heads. And almost every single one of their party leaders. And that's the difference. We've gone beyond political rhetoric to outright lies. I mean, thank you, Kelly, whatever her name was, that came up with the line alternative facts. Yeah, back in grade school, we just call that stuff lying.
Kellyanne Conway.
Right. Thank you very much. Alternative facts.
Let me do this. CJ, I'm going to give him a chance to respond to what you just said, Maggie, and see if he can maybe convince you. You know, CJ, are you there?
Keep taking my call.
You want to respond to what Maggie just said?
Yeah, the difference is, Maggie, that the Biden administration, the president, the current president, hid the documents 6 days before the midterm. That's a fact you always gloss over and conveniently don't mention. Is that a fact that the timeline proves that the documents were discovered on January 2nd? And when was the midterms, Maggie?
Well, Maggie?
I'm waiting for CJ to finish his point.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything in the public record that proves that he hid them. And I don't know how you stack up something, even assuming your premise that they were discovered on January 2nd. I don't think that that proves your point that there was something nefarious going on. Listen, politicians time things all the time. That doesn't prove that there was a violation of law. That doesn't prove that there was any malintent going on. We can talk about how Donald Trump is violation of law and violation of all of these sworn documents that were signed by his lawyers, refused to turn over documents that he well knew that they likely possessed. That's the difference. It's about intent. Joe Biden didn't intend to keep those documents. He turned them over. Why isn't that the discussion?
CJ,
he turned them over.
CJ, by the way, Maggie is a trained attorney, so she clearly, you know, looks at this from the legal aspect of it, which is what it's all going to boil down to anyway. You say what?
Like an attorney. January 8th, they hit it for 6 days, Maggie. That's the fact. And they hit it from the American people. Remember, the most transparent administration. That's what they claimed. That's what they did. And the mere fact that you can't answer when it was proves my point. It was January 8th. They were discovered on January 2nd, and they hid it from the American people. Period.
Okay, Maggie. He's got a point that he just proved, I guess.
I'm saying even if we accept your premise is true that they were found on the 2nd and they weren't made public until the 8th, that does not a crime make, right? That is, frankly, political message management. And all due respect, CJ, I'll take full disclosure and transparency 6 days late versus obfuscation and lies for years and years and years. That's the greater harm. And it is, again, from a legal and criminal standpoint, it's all about intent. He turned the documents over. There's been nothing in the public record that indicates that there was any intent to keep or maintain those documents or to violate any of the Presidential Records Act. The same cannot be said for Donald Trump. So if we're talking about it from the point of criminal behavior, there's no question that the two aren't analogous. And if you want to talk about political manipulation and what politicians do, there's no greater political manipulator than Donald Trump. Again, these things are simply not analogous at all. I'll take a six-day delay with truthfulness and transparency versus years and years and years and years of lies.
CJ?
Well, it wasn't discovered until CBS did about 2 weeks ago. So they hid it not only for 6 days from the American people, but for 2 months.
Hey, CJ.
From the American people.
CJ, did you not?
The fact that they covered it up before the
CJ.
Election proved that it was intentional.
CJ, did you not hear? Did you not hear? Did you not hear anything that she said with the comparison of what Donald Trump did and what he's accused of legally? Did you not hear that, or did you, that just could not register in your brain? You can't hear what somebody else is saying because you're so fixated on what you are saying. You didn't, that didn't register to you.
I heard the DOJ representative say that they had no reason to keep it hidden from the American people. That was Merrick Garland. So the mere fact that Maggie has some legal definition, because if they didn't do anything wrong, why weren't they forthcoming on the 2nd of January when they knew they had him, Earl? This is what is intentional cover-up.
So here's my,
this man is the big guy.
Here's my last remittance to you. So, okay, let's say I agree with what you say about Joe Biden. You haven't responded at all to Donald Trump. So what are your thoughts about what happened with Donald Trump? That's the issue. Nothing. Crickets. Yeah, that's it.
I think that is already being covered by the special counsel, isn't it? That was the reason that they shut it down, because it didn't need to go to a special counsel. It could have been handled, and he was negotiating to turn over whatever. I don't care about that. This president covered it up before the American people
could have
voted.
Okay.
And that was intentional, and you know it, and Maggie knows
okay.
it.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for the call. You know, he represents a lot of people who think that way, and Maggie, it's one of the reasons why we have such a divide in this country, because, you know, people apparently talking past one another. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. My new teammate, Maggie Dawn, every Wednesday, 9 o'clock, on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast this afternoon with snow likely. Daytime highs approaching 32. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for snow showers, lows around 25. Chance of snow showers tomorrow, 28. Cloudy. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 30.
News and talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
Radio.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Texas, that same number. Maggie Dawn, Corporate Counsel of Milwaukee County, is here and going to be here every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Set your calendars, set your clocks, and it's so great to have her on board. You know, Maggie, You know, I was listening to the governor last night, and how can Americans be so divided, right? You listen to the governor, and he's talking about doing things that are going to improve the lives of people in the state, and certainly long overdue things that will make things better. And help a lot of people. And then the other side of the government comes up and says, well, don't worry about anything he says. We're in charge. And those things aren't going to get passed. How did we get here, Maggie? How are we enemies of one another? And how is this beneficial to a nation internally?
Well, it's clearly not. I mean, we can talk about sort of the ascendancy of the modern-day Republican Party with Ronald Reagan and Nixon and sort of the concept that good government is no government. I mean, that fundamentally, right, like, that's the point.
Right.
It's one group wants to govern, the other group wants no government, no regulations, I mean, it boils down to its most essential, but fundamentally, I think one of the biggest problems is perfectly sampled by the discussion that CJ and I just had, right?
Yes.
So what are the values that we are speaking to? Accountability and transparency. I think CJ would say he believes that government should be accountable and transparent. So do I. And yet we view a similar fact pattern. And that similarity would be sort of Mike Pence and Joe Biden in what couldn't be a more different way. And he won't give an inch. He won't concede or say, if we accept for his argument's sake that Joe Biden should have turned it over right away before the midterm election, and that any sort of political message management or delay is unacceptable. He literally said on the air, I don't care if Donald Trump did the same thing for not 6 days, but for years, not for a handful of documents, for boxes and boxes of them. I don't care if his lawyers lied under oath. That's the problem. If hypocrisy is completely fine because it's only about your side winning, then there's no point to any of this. It's almost nihilistic in a way, right? It's simply about winning. And listen, psychology has shown, and we've talked about this before, Earl, that human beings are motivated by identifying an objective sort of evil to fight against, and that human beings are less motivated when we come together. So it requires a mature politician, someone who has gotten past their adolescence, to not simply constantly go for the lowest hanging fruit and try to speak to what binds us together. So I would say to CJ and Merrick Garland that I agree that President Biden should have turned those over, no matter what the political cost, on January 2nd. But I don't agree that that is in any way similar to what Donald Trump has done. Nor should we be able, nor should there be any suggestion that it is. So I think, again, part of the problem is one side wants to govern. One side does want to craft policies that make people's lives better. The other side wants to deny reality and facts and basically inhibit good government, to break it down. You need only look to the complete debacle surrounding Speaker McCarthy's election and these people that he's put on these critical committees.
Unbelievable.
That's not about governing, right? That's not about governing. That's about political theater and now convening a whole bunch of bananas investigations.
So,
the other thing CJ mentioned is, just very briefly, he mentioned the special prosecutor. Well, Merrick Garland has assigned a special prosecutor to President Biden's issue with the documents as well. So, yeah, apparently a democratically appointed attorney general will actually play fair, whereas the same simply cannot be said for attorney general.
So, Maggie, how can we get past this? I was saying earlier that this divide, if it's not somehow bridged, will internally destroy the nation. It is headed in that direction now, because your enemy is your countrymen. Your enemy is not outside of the country. It's inside of the country. And it's, you know, clearly a house divided can't stand. How are we going to get past this?
I do think that things like what you do on your station, Earl, what Civic Media is trying to do, which is give CJ a voice and let him call me out and say, Maggie, you're full of it, and here's why I think you're full of it. To not be afraid to have the actual debate. I'm not going to. It's okay for me to say to CJ, you know, I agree with part of what you're saying, but here's some of the problems with it, right? If that over time, even if not for CJ, moves someone who does have some of his same concerns about things to think, well, at least some of those folks on that station aren't completely full of it all of the time, right?
Yes.
That tiny bit of progress multiplied and multiplied and multiplied, and God bless Civic Media for trying to expand its footprint
Hold the thought.
I think that matters.
Hold the thought, Maggie. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
What they do?
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Houston, hammered by overnight storms and at least one reported tornado. ABC's Maria Villarreal is there with more.
Tornadoes, torrential rain, and whipping winds tearing through the Gulf Coast.
All we saw was glass and the window blew out.
Outside Houston in the suburb of Pasadena.
I was just praying and we were all hunkered down together, but glass was flying.
House after house with roofs ripped right off.
That storm now moving into the Northeast. After weeks of not saying whether they'd allow it, the German government now says it will provide its Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine and will allow other countries to do so as well. The man who police say gunned down seven people in the San Francisco Bay Area Monday will make his first court appearance today. In Southern California, they have now identified all 11 people who were killed in the dance hall mass shooting last weekend. This is ABC News.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants $2 billion in new spending for public schools and recruiting new teachers in Wisconsin.
Doing what's best for our kids has always been what's best for our state, and today we can afford to do more.
Evers gave his fifth State of the State speech last night, calling for spending increases to fight mental illness and PFAS contamination. He also wants more investment in Wisconsin's job market. Republicans who control the legislature say most of Evers' proposals won't get passed. TikTok is now banned on all University of Wisconsin system devices. Security experts say the popular social media app is risky for privacy and safety reasons. In sports, the Bucks host Denver tonight. You're listening to Civic Media, Fox Valley.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local Civic Media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app. Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has three openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. Mark it on your calendar. From this point forward, my co-host Maggie Dawn is going to be joining us. She is corporate counsel of Milwaukee County. And even bigger and above that, she's my friend. And it's good to have her in the studio. Maggie, you just had this conversation with CJ, and we were talking about whether or not this divide that we have in this country between people on the left and people on the right, and we can talk about these files and all of that, but it's so much bigger than that. with all the things that impact and affect this nation, I don't care, from military issues to education to health care to things that the American people need to live fair lives, and we're pulling further and further apart. And I always say that my generation is at the root of this, but I think it's my generation that has to play a role in fixing it. Yet we're digging our heels in. And these are serious issues, Maggie, that the future of this nation is being impacted, but not just the rest of my life, but even younger people like you.
Yeah, it's the inability to have an honest dialogue about really important public policy is fundamentally, I think, what you're pointing out. And it's to the great detriment of all of us, whether or not you're Democratic or Republican. Right. And I think that's... I often ask conservative friends of mine about this, particularly sort of at the apex of the culture wars. Like, does the fact that the green M&M is no longer wearing, you know, high boots impact whether or not people can afford a carton of eggs or to fill their gas tank?
So for people who don't know, tell them about this argument and debate about the M&Ms, the culture wars.
Yeah, apparently the California raisins back in the 80s, that was not an issue. But the damn cartoon M&Ms is an issue. The conservative sort of right wing of the media has lost its mind, led by none other than Fox News' number one talent, in effect saying that M&Ms is being too woke in terms of just like redesigning some of these M&Ms.
A purple M&M.
And, like, here's what really worries me about it, Earl, and we can get back to the actual, like, important stuff, but, like, it's so emblematic, right? Is Tucker Carlson, the way that he talked about it, right? He called the new purple M&M obese, right? She's a peanut M&M dude, so she is thicker but taller. Yo, Tucker, that's me. I'm thicker but taller. I'm a peanut M&M, right? I'm not obese. And then he went on this rant about the green M&M now wearing sneakers as opposed to the high boots. Now would it be like, yo, Tucker, maybe she just hit the photo shoot after she worked out. Like, but his big commentary was that they are now a quote-unquote turnoff. And
Republicans jumped on the bandwagon.
Yes, they
and
all...
And it became a big issue.
And so now no more cute cartoon M&Ms. Bummer, right? We're all deprived of our cartoon M&Ms. But here's the interesting thing. In my view, Tucker in his rant sort of gave up the argument. And here's what. When you say... And they're now a turnoff, and you wouldn't want to have a beer with any one of them. Well, Tucker, yeah, kind of, yes. These are effectively sort of a kid-ish marketing scheme. The cartoon M&Ms were not supposed to actually be sexually attractive to you, Tucker, right? Like, dude, for real? Like, and so his very way of approaching that, which is that any imagery of a woman should be sexualized in some way because that's our cultural normative of how we understand women, actually spoke really sort of in a backhanded way, gave up the argument in his rant. It's like, we don't need our cartoon M&Ms to be sexualized. Like, that's not the point. Can we just enjoy the M&M cartoons?
Maggie, he's one person. Right. And so the fact that the rest of the lunatics joined him and made this an issue and forced the people who make M&Ms
to change.
Yeah. It's what's at the root of it. And so if with all the other issues that are impacting and affecting the people of this nation, and we can't get to those things,
right.
I tell you, I really am disturbed by what I know is coming, and I don't know how you
how we correct
this.
Course.
Right. Right.
I think, you know, what happens in the 2024 cycle is going to be really instructive, right? Like, how do Republicans define themselves in that election cycle? I think just like the Tea Party, it's a new normal that we've arrived at where there's going to be what I'm going to call a wing of the Republican Party that is that lacks a firm grasp of reality, right? And,
right.
And basically, many of them...
Marjorie Taylor Greene, right, Lauren Boebert.
Lack any credential, right? Like, there's no... And I'm not one that says that whenever we post jobs... I'll put it to you this way. Whenever we advertise for jobs in my office, we always say, like, blah, 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 here are the requirements. These are all desired, but equivalent experience accepted. And what I mean to say is I'm not a snob about credentials, but when you look at sort of the overwhelming number of people in that most rabid lack of reality grasping wing, right? They have zero credentials, right? And it shows up because there's not a fundamental understanding of government or its purpose. But, you know, to your broader question, why did I have some hope? Wisconsin picked Governor Evers.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, my man Tony is not what you call a slick Rick orator. That is just regular man Tony. You're like, oh, yeah, I run into that guy at the deli.
Hey, folks.
Right.
How you doing?
Yeah. And that's who we picked.
Right.
And so I think there is what I always try to tell elected officials is try not to pay attention to the screaming tail ends of the bell curve. The vast majority of your constituents you'll never hear from. They're silent. But it's incumbent upon you to try to understand what it is that will help the vast majority of your constituents and to do that within the context of what your values are. There's been a lack of an affirmative articulation of values. And I think one thing that Governor Evers embodies, right, is both normalcy almost to a fault, right? The guy is just so normal.
Right.
And there are some values. If you ask your average person, like, what is Tony Evers about? Most folks here can say, well, he headed up the education department. He's got a long history there. This guy isn't a slick politician. And people like that.
Yes.
So I think to the extent that we can start with articulation of values to ground some of these debates. So again, I say to my brother CJ, I agree with you. Government should be at its best, always accountable and transparent. But there's many elements of our government that aren't accountable and transparent. Let's be honest about those. And let's be honest when it's someone that might be on the left side of the aisle and on the right side of the aisle.
The debate on flat taxes. again, another one of those issues where it's clearly people on the right, even if they're the average Joe, who don't understand what the flat tax really is, and you're, as the average Joe, not going to benefit from the flat tax, but you're celebrating the flat tax because that's what the Republicans want.
Someone told you to believe in it.
I mean, I'm not.
For real.
So that's the point I'm trying to make.
That's the problem, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I back in the day when I had my own show, I would get into arguments with the other guys and with my producer all the time because I was not like a super progressive, right?
Right.
I was, and that's always been me. I'm kind of a pragmatic, you know,
right.
Let's figure out what works and let's see if we can have a coalition of the willing around what works. When it comes to the flat tax, I always ask people, do you know what will happen with your taxes? Right. Will your taxes go up or down? So that's point one. And if you don't know, go figure that out. So that's thing one. What will happen to the taxes of your most at-risk or poorest friends or friends that are struggling the most? And if you don't know, try to figure that out. And then thirdly, what's the point? In other words, if you support the flat tax, what values, if I'm going to use my same sort of rubric, what values does the flat tax achieve? And maybe we agree about a couple of them. First value, it's simple. I think all of us, liberals, super left progressives, and others would agree that the tax code in this country ain't working too well here.
No.
Okay. So, yes, let's agree that we need to simplify. What's the second value
that the flat tax is achieving beyond simplicity. Yeah. What is that? Is it to act? Is it to tax less? And for what reason?
It's to give a bigger tax cut to the people who paid the most in, the wealthiest amongst us. They're going to receive the benefit. And you and I, the average person, is not going to see much of a change. So why?
And what's the value that's being expressed there? And if it is, as many conservatives would articulate, right, that those folks are the makers and other folks are the takers, we then have to get to the next level of the argument. Is that actually true? Is that understanding of what the wealthy do true? And we have to drill down on that. Also, you have to rebut the presumption that why shouldn't the wealthy pay more?
Just for the life of me.
Like, why isn't it okay from to whom much is given, much is expected, right? Like, why is that not okay? And, oh, P.S., dude, don't most of you go to church on Sundays? Don't you remember the whole eye of the needle camel thing? I mean, government doesn't exist on fumes. There's not an actual money tree. So if we accept as a premise simplicity and simply wealthy people should pay less because .. I don't know why. What then are the results? And do those results reflect that individual's values who's supporting the flat tax? And I don't know that most average Joe conservatives can say that simply, you know, sucking money out of government as it's on its own is a value that they support. It might be a concept that they support, but what's the value there? And when you start to look at the consequences for public education, public health, are those consequences things that are compatible with your value system? And I don't think most people actually understand what a lot of these policies actually impact on an everyday people for the vast on an everyday basis for the vast majority of people.
You know, Maggie, in the coming weeks, I'm going to add another layer to what we do on this show. Tax the rich. How lies, loopholes, and lobbyists make the rich even richer. It's by Moore. This book is new. It's written by Morris Pearl and Erica Payne, and guess what? They are wealthy people. They are wealthy young people who are going to come on this show every week.
Love it.
And talk about why I shouldn't be getting these tax breaks. They're rich people.
Yep.
And they're going to expose all of what's taking place. The tax structure.
You know what's really interesting? So when the whole thing blew up about Rojo and these various LLCs that he had used,
right,
and effectively these huge tax avoidant gifts that he had given to his kids and the airplanes and all this stuff. So the people that could really break this stuff down the best for listeners and for the American public are tax professionals, tax attorneys, and investment professionals. And guess what you generally won't get? Any of the people that actually practice in that area to talk about it with their face and name attached to it, because those are their people that they earn their money from by providing those services. But I had a number of my friends that do work in those sectors come to me and basically break that entire thing down. I mean, when you have Warren Buffett and scores and scores and scores of the billionaire class coming out publicly and saying,
are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has 3 openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an
account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720. Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with snow likely. Highs around 32. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers tonight, lows around 25. Overcast. Chance of snow showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 28. Overcast skies. 2 to 4 inches of snow today through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 30.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Man, I am so thrilled and so excited, Maggie, to be able to sit across, from you and to listen to your knowledge and your eloquence and your passion and your commitment to what's right. That's what's missing in this country, right? How is it possible that we don't base our beliefs on what's right? Right? I mean, I don't get that. We teach children from the cradle.
Share.
Yeah.
Right? All of a sudden, don't share?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just don't buy that. I don't get that. And when you see that happening and you want to push back on people and you say, what happened? Because at some point in time, I think we all believed in doing what's right. Right? Righteousness. Yep. Righteousness has its place.
Yep.
Would you agree?
Absolutely.
So why?
I don't think most people wake up in the morning and think, like, what series of bad things do I want to get done today? Right? Most people
are being manipulated.
Right. That's fundamentally bottom line. There's no debate that the vast majority of folks in the middle class that vote continuously for conservatives vote against their own self-interest. They vote against things that would help themselves and their families out. You need only look in the state, right? Scott Walker turned down Medicaid expansion, right? To the tune of like $2.5 billion. Made everyone in the middle class in Wisconsin pay more for healthcare and made it impossible for a lot of people to access the care that they needed. And he won a recall and two elections.
Badger Care was one of the best things in the nation that could have ever happened. And that insurance was as good as any insurance anywhere. You know how I know? I had Badger Care.
A lot of my friends did.
When my company went out of business,
yep,
they negotiated with Badger Care because we had all those years negotiated to have insurance once we retired that would carry us to Medicare.
Yep.
And so we wound up with Badger Care. It was the best insurance I've ever had. And I used to tell people, You just don't know. They're misleading you.
Yep.
But they thought Badger Care was for poor people.
Nope. It's for anybody with a health care gap.
I know.
Right? Like.
But again, they didn't know.
Yep.
And they suffered.
Well, did you hear about the guy? I mean, such an example of what we're talking about, Earl, was this county supervisor from Waukesha.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Dear Lord, the guy said the quiet part out loud. I guess all that stuff is now totally fine to say out loud. And it was, they were talking about having some low-income housing in Brookfield. And
well, we don't want that here.
Legit, he's like, well, that's for West Dallas and Wauwatosa. You got to live in West Dallas and Wauwatosa if you're low-income so you can save enough money to move out with us nice, white, rich folks in Brookfield.
I was listening to conservative radio this morning, and one of the guys said, I live in Brookfield, and guess what? There are no couches on the porches in front of our houses. And I'm like, you guys say this. You know it's racist and bigoted.
And then you do it anyways.
And you get away with it.
Yes.
Right? And you get away with it. And then so people say, well, you know, they're not giving us an opportunity. They're criticizing us. Just because you call yourself conservative, guess what? It doesn't mean you're right.
Right.
Okay, let's do this quickly, Tom. Quickly, Tom. Quick.
Maggie, first, I'm so glad to hear you on the radio again.
Every Wednesday. Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. And we haven't always agreed. I'm a little more FDR progressive. But you know what? We can actually come to agreement with each other, and we can agree to disagree. And that's one of the things that I see with the Democratic Party or people that are Democrats, that we do have an open mind in terms of changing things. We do would like to see, you know, get all money out of politics. That would be a really great thing, or all lobbyists out of Washington.
Real quick,
Maggie. Basically, if you look at the average middle class person, they make about $60,000 to household family, and you got $16,000 for health care, $16,000 for a mortgage, $16,000 for taxes, and $16,000 for child care. That is average middle class. Anybody below that can't even make it in this country.
Tom, I gotta go. Thank you very much for the call. Gotta go.
Yep.
The math doesn't work.
Yeah.
The mathing isn't mathing. I mean, that's the rub. We've got minimum wage that hasn't been increased. You go through a litany of things where we have adopted or permitted policies in this country that if we allow them to continue unchecked, and these sorts of tax cuts for the wealthy, right? The continuation of egregious corporate welfare where they can, you know, residence their companies offshore in the Isle of Man and effectively pay no tax at all. Apple, I'm looking at you, right? We have seen the shrinking of the middle class over the last 20 years. Where are we going to be in another 20?
How can you say the first thing out of your mouth when you become the speaker is...
Right.
There won't be that 93,000 IRS agents.
Yeah.
We're not going to allow that. And then the average person celebrates that. That's not for you, average guy.
Yeah. Duh. Okay. They coming for yours. Yeah. The 92,000 IRS agent will be knocking on your door, man. That's the problem. Listen, there is I think the statistic, and I apologize if I get it wrong, I believe that I heard it just the other day as $6.6 billion of uncollected taxes each year.
And think about that.
And the majority of it, it's some like 80 to 90% of that is coming from the top 5% income earners. So like, folks, the IRS agents, we need them to go after the top 5% to make sure that they pay their fair share.
Okay, listen. You got a couple minutes?
Sure.
All right, so hold the thought. 844-967-2789. Maggie Dawn is here. We'll be right back.
came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.